You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to GameSense.AB.ca. Ferraro joins us. Landon, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm excellent, man. I am excellent. It's a game day. It's always exciting. It's kind of a weird schedule for the Oilers. 5 road games, come home for 1, back on the road for 2. It's kind of like an 8-game road trip, although they did get to sleep in their bed for a few nights. Edmonton's offense in their first 2 home games of the season was actually quite good. They generated a lot of chances. Demko stoned them, but it was almost like that just blew their confidence. And you know, Connor McDavid admitted today that once we got on the road, you know, we really didn't do much offensively for 5 games. They got, like, 5 games is a long time to do nothing offensively. They got to get going here tonight.
Yeah, and I'd say 5 games with some of the talent that they have on their bench and on the ice, it makes it even longer. You know, I think last year there was such a, you know, top-heavy part of the regular season where it was McDavid or Dreisaitl scoring or no one really was. Then this year, like you alluded to, Mangiapane was scoring. So, Philp got a couple. Like, guys were starting to chip in, and then it just kind of dried up. It looked like the first games of previous years. I thought they got off to a better start this year and then kind of sat back and took their foot off the gas a little bit. I think the fact that the Oilers have, you know, they get the win last game, and you know, that felt more of a team that has accomplished a decent amount getting to back-to-back Stanley Cup finals and just finding a way to win. You can't rely on that consistently, but, you know, the fact McDavid got his first goal, you know, you're hoping that that's going to jumpstart him and really get him back into the swing of things, but they're going to have to commit to having more structure, I'd say, in the sense of getting on a forecheck, you know, creating turnovers, capitalizing quick. That's where their team is very good at, kind of having that quick hit offense, making a team pay when they mess up and not vice versa.
Matt Savoy has earned the promotion. I thought his game got better the longer the road trip went. And in Ottawa, probably, you know, he had a few really good chances, his best scoring chance of the season. And tonight, he'll find himself on that top line. I talked to him about just, you know, the key to not defer too much. It's always a challenge for young players, and it's a challenge for veterans when you play with McDavid and Drysdale. But the thing is, they don't want you to just defer to them, because that's not what got you there.
Yeah, deferring constantly is one of the quickest express tickets to getting moved back down the lineup, right? Like, you have to play to your strengths. And for Savoy, his number one strength, you know, guaranteed, is his speed. Using that speed to get up the ice, get on the forecheck. You know, he's beat out multiple icings this year just because he can fly. And once they get into the zone, he's got to trust himself. He, you know, he puts up good numbers in the American League last year. Almost has 20 goals and just over 50 points. He has skill. He needs to play with confidence. He needs to make plays when they're there and use the best players in the world, but not rely on them, if that makes sense, right? Like, he has to trust himself when he gets a puck, make the read and make the play. Don't try and find where 29 or 97 are every single time, because for them, they're just playing the game. Yeah, they think the game at an incredible speed. They see things that other players don't, but a lot of the work off the puck is about getting open, finding those open ice spots. You can't do that if the puck's constantly just being thrown to you. You can't find those soft areas. Leon Draisaitl is so good at finding those soft areas on the ice. But if the puck's being kind of panic thrown to him every single time that Edmonton touches the puck, now he's losing one of his greatest strengths. So for Savoy, it's you know, having that pinch me moment of, wow, I'm on a line with these two, but then quickly moving past it and just trusting himself, making plays, and not getting overwhelmed, which is so easy to say from the outside, but not getting overwhelmed playing with those two, understanding that they need him to do his job so that they can do theirs.
Jake Walman came in, obviously made an immediate impact last game for the Edmonton Oilers. I thought they were cautious with his minutes, played 18 in a bid first game back, hadn't played really since the playoffs. And, you know, so tonight I probably expect to see him up above 20 minutes. But, you know, last game again, Lana was a pretty solid defensive effort. Like this team, the one thing that's been consistent is they haven't given up too many quality chances. And when they have, their goaltending for the most part has been pretty good.
Yeah, and I think that especially their top four is just going to get better the more Walman sets or settles in. But with him settling in, that allows Nurse to settle in a little bit more. All of a sudden, you go from an okay defensive unit to a very solid top four with Kulak and Emberson generally on that third pairing. That, like, those are all guys, for the most part, that can move pucks up the ice in a quick fashion. They can make those quick first reads and deliver a puck. Walman has, I mean, we saw it on the overtime goal, like, he's got a cannon up there, and he needs to use that. You know, I look at him in a lot of ways, not an exact, you know, comparison, but for the shot-wise, like Hronek in Vancouver. But for Hronek, he's playing with Quinn Hughes, and he defers quite a bit. Walman needs to understand, and he does understand, like, he's on his pairing, he needs to be the shooter. He's great at finding that lane and delivering a puck to the net. He's got a good shot, but he plays solid D. He's mobile. That adds such a big piece to that back end. You know, they started this year, and I remember you listing off some of the stats earlier when I was on of how good they were defensively. I think they'll get back to that a little bit more as they tidy up everything and start to get a bit more cohesiveness between all the groups, but you have to like what Walman brings, a bit of physicality. He's not crushing guys, but he's hard in front of the net. He doesn't just let guys get to the front. He can shoot a puck. So, you know, I like having him back in there. I'm sure everyone in that locker room likes having him back in there. He brings a big piece, and that's why he got his long extension as well.
Landon Ferraro joins us here on Sports 1440, sports1440.ca, YouTube, Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Montreal Canadiens are 6-2. They're off to a very good start. They've only played one playoff team from last year in Toronto. So, you know, maybe you got to take it with a grain of salt. Calgary fired 37 shots on goal last night for them, a team that can't score, and they followed that up with only one goal. What do you make of this Montreal team? I believe that they're a highly entertaining team. I still don't love their defensive group as a whole of forwards or defense, but I think they're an entertaining team that's on the way up, and the next phase for them is to round out their roster properly. I think they got a lot of too much similar type players.
Yeah, I don't think your read on that's wrong. I mean, Dovish was excellent last night. As much as Calgary struggles to score, Montreal gave them some pretty good looks, and Dovish had to be really good. It took a Noah Dobson turnover out of nowhere, trying to take on three guys exiting his zone for Klapka to get his mini little breakaway and beat Dobish fivefold. You know, I'm in the same boat as you. I think Montreal is an extremely entertaining team to watch. And I think a big reason of that is they can take a turnover and they have that quick offense out of it. They make plays fast. They get north extremely quick. So every time you're watching, you're always kind of waiting for that next play to be made. How are they going to cause a turnover and then get moving up the ice? They have young players that are continually figuring out their game. Nick Suzuki is a very good player. He makes the right play 99% of the time. And to me, he never seems like someone that's going to make this unbelievable play or set someone up. And yet he just kind of casually makes the right play and delivers a puck. Cole Caulfield he's exciting, right? Like, he's got that big shot. He kind of pops up. He can be hiding in the weeds for a lot of the game, and then out of nowhere he gets that one shot and he rips it, and it's in. Demidov is, you know, he's a few games into his career here and already making a difference. His assist on the overtime goal to Matheson last night was, I mean, like, honestly, it was pretty incredible. It looks like such an easy thing, but for a guy to pop his hips as soon as he gets that puck in the slot, pop his hips, and then continue on and just keep holding it, like, the patience and confidence that you have to have, especially as a young player, to hold on to a puck like that, knowing that Matheson's coming off the bench and he can deliver it past him, it's a lot of fun to watch. But they do make some interesting choices in their own end. Every once in a while, you'll have a guy that blows the zone. You'll have one of their young D, or, you know, again, Dobson had a couple tough decisions last night. If you pressure them, they will make some mistakes, and that's where the Oilers need to make sure they have a lot of pressure up ice. They need to be coming back hard, having that backside pressure to cause a turnover, and then quick hit out of it, because they have some D that want to join the rush. They can get caught up ice a little bit, and out of that, especially with some of the speed that Edmonton has, can turn that around and have some odd man opportunities.
When you look at their offense, what do you see as the biggest thing lacking right now?
Are you saying Montreal or
no, Edmonton?
Edmonton. I'd say the consistency, and I believe it was last week we were talking about it, but like the consistency to get to the net and make the simple play. And that simple play is delivering the puck in to the blue every time that someone's in there. You don't want to take away the skill that a lot of the players have, but especially McDavid and Dreisaitl. You don't want to take that creativity away. But at the same time, when things aren't going easy for them, where they're just making plays all over the place, there has to be that, call it a B game, that they sit back into. And that is direct north and delivering pucks to the blue, giving themselves a chance to get a greasy goal once in a while. They get caught on the outside a decent amount, and when they do put a puck in, no one's there, and it makes it pretty easy for the goalie in there to just, you know, no one's covering or no one's blocking him. He's going to make that save and not give up a rebound 9.5 out of 10 times. So just getting bodies into the middle, making it a little bit tougher for the defensive team to play in their own end, not giving easy exits. You know, they've, over the past 5 games or so, like, they've been a bit sloppy with pucks. Passes haven't been on the tape. They're having turnovers. It's just all those things where they're kind of feeling out the game instead of just diving into it and playing that hard, easy style, I think is something that, it, you know, has really caused some issues with them in the early part here.
Landon, great stuff as always, buddy. We appreciate it. Have yourself an awesome day. Enjoy the game tonight. And quickly, what's your thoughts on the World Series? What's going to happen?
Oh, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be a baseball expert, but the Jays hit, they go. I don't know if that's just being Canadian and really hoping they get it done, because I can't remember the last time a Canadian franchise of any sport has won in my lifetime. It would be really fun to see them go, but I mean, the Dodgers, they're on quite a tear. And, you know, as we talk about McDavid and Dreisaitl all the time, that Ohtani's a pretty good player and causes damage.
Oh, well, you know what's funny about Ohtani? He had the one game with 3 home runs, but he's still only hitting .220 in the playoffs. So we'll see if he's been all or nothing for the Dodgers. The thing, and when he is all, he's pretty damn good. So we will see.
But also, though, like, we know what it looks like when a team has good vibes going into a series and what that can do for guys. It's, you know, I hope they can carry that all the way through. It's been a fun brand of baseball. Like, they're either crushing the ball or really struggling. So hopefully they get on that tear and keep it going. It's been great to watch.
Awesome stuff, man. Appreciate it. Take her easy. Have a good one.
Yeah, you as well.